Yeah, the journey continues. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. I am so blessed to be here this day as our primary host, Warren Cooper, attends to his music ministry. And essentially, it is a music ministry that we tend to here as well, as we explore the modern spiritual in word and song through its hidden meanings, as well as its beauty, lament, and hope. Yeah, we touched on a wee bit of Leon Thomas in the last hour, and I must admit that I have become increasingly fascinated with Mr. Thomas as time goes on. Leon Thomas had a very unusual vocal style, one that he developed on the other side of a particular accident. On his way to a performance, he fell and broke several teeth. Thus, he had to create that yodeling type of sound, one that became a very distinctive quality. So, in keeping with our fascination with Leon Thomas, who unfortunately passed away in 1999 from heart failure, we're going to listen to a live performance of him with Gary Bartz. This is a tune entitled Precious Energy, and it is live, and it is very interesting to hear Leon Thomas towards the end of the tune in his call and response and how he deals with the audience and the lesson that he imparts. Sit back and enjoy.
You see, the sun is a common denominator for everything that lives. Oh yeah, in a circle around the sun, which is a circle itself, and it goes round and round and round and round. Music is the shadow of love. The sun is love itself, because it gives life. But it was given. No matter how important it is, the same sun that you see, I see. In fact, we can't see without light, and that's the first light. And what a delight it is. Through all eternity. All you got to do is just let it shine on you. Oh, precious energy through all eternity, shining from above. Down God. Precious energy, won't you flow right into me? Power from the sun, the one. Energy through all eternity, shining from above, dancing down below. You feel like helping me sing? It's simple, just say this. Precious energy, precious energy, precious energy from the top. One, I ain't gonna leave that spirit right there. He right there. He wanna come all the way down. You don't need no umbrella for this energy. Not gonna hurt you. It's only music. They say that music is the only thing that we can do together. The common denominator of the language and such. Oh yeah. Just repeat after me. Precious energy. Let me hear you. Wow. Flow right into me. Power from the sun, the one and only one. That's a known fact. We can agree on that. Precious energy. And sending down God's love, ooh, shining from above, and sending down God's love. Power from the sun, the one and only one. Power from the sun, all together. The one.
Forever. sure your prayers haven't been answered, now think, sister, think. Are you sure your prayers haven't been answered, now think, brother, think. Now don't you dare say the good Lord didn't stop to hear you. He hears and sees everything you do. Now stop right now and take the inventory. You come up with a different story, because he sees every move you make, every waggle of your head, every wink of your eye. It's his laugh you're laughing, and his tears you cry. You may not know how to pray, but he loves you when you try. So raise your voices high, and the Lord will hear you, hear you. You haven't been answered, now think, you better think. Are you sure, real sure, you haven't been answered, now think, brother, think. Don't you dare say the good Lord didn't stop to hear you. He hears and sees everything you do. Now stop right now and take inventory. You come up with a different story, because he sees every move you make.
Yeah, the Queen of Soul, as she was starting out in the early days, merging gospel, her gospel message, along with a jazzy attitude. That is, of course, Aretha Franklin, as taken from Soul Sister, the early years. A tune entitled, Are You Sure? Yeah, on point and on purpose, and definitely on message from Sama Day, their self-titled album. Ida, they were a British funk group that were out in the early 70s, and although their more popular tune was Bra, the tune that we played for you was The Message. And we started out that set with a 13-minute treat from Leon Thomas, Precious Energy, as performed live at Ethel's. Well, we're live every second Sunday right here on WRTI 90.1 FM. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. I am so, so honored to be able to share this time with you. I am also celebrating year number 32 with this station. So it is a double honor to still be a part of the family. A big shout out goes to all of the members of my radio family, because truth be told, the years that I have here at this station would not have occurred if indeed the late Reggie Bryant did not play an instrumental part in that. We will be honoring his life with a celebration of the headstone that's been placed at his grave on April 27th at 2 p.m. at Eden Cemetery. Come on out and meet a number of the members of the Spirit Soul Music and Radio family here in Philadelphia. Nah, I don't do shout outs, but to my WRD family, much respect. Joey T, 143. You know how we do. We'll be right back.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville, a broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
we'll come to an end. So get ready to fight, seek for your rights, and we shall overcome.
Yeah, a wee bit of that Philly-influenced flavor there from Rich Medina, DJ Rich Medina, who teamed up with Bobito for this wonderful collection featuring Melissa James. It is called The Connection. The tune, though, that we heard is We Shall Overcome. Prior to that, we heard, I believe, is the one album wonder presented by Sweet Salvation, also self-titled. And that album came out in 73, 74. And the tune we played for you is Keep On Pushing. And again, there's a interesting Philly angle there as... Cleavon Little's sister, having a spaz right now about her first name, but she was one half of the duo that was a part of the original Rocky movie soundtrack that was put together, composed by Bill Conti. So Gonna Fly Now, which is one of the biggest songs ever released, somewhat emanated from that one album wonder group known as Sweet Salvation. It's always sweet to be here with you. My name is I. Robin Booker. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. And... if you're a regular listener, well, welcome. And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome, welcome. You know, every week at about this time, we take a departure from our earthly cares to find out what's happening in the heavens and beyond. On this week's edition of Stardate, we learn just a wee bit more about the moon.
Stardate, April 14. The moon is our closest astronomical neighbor, so you might think that scientists would know pretty much all there is to know about it. But they continue to learn new details about the moon all the time. In the last few years, for example, they've discovered that there's quite a bit of water on the lunar surface. And a mission that finished its work just last year revealed that the lunar crust is a good bit thinner than earlier work had suggested, only a couple of dozen miles. That discovery came from GRAIL, a pair of spacecraft that mapped the moon's gravitational field in great detail. The craft began their work last spring and ended their mission when they were intentionally crashed into the moon in December. Scientists already knew that the moon's gravitational field is quite lumpy. There are regions where the gravitational pull is stronger or weaker than average. GRAIL mapped the lumps, revealing new details about the makeup of the lunar surface. GRAIL also helped scientists probe the moon's interior and its bulk composition. Those observations support the idea that the moon was born when a Mars-sized planet slammed into the young Earth, spewing molten rock that coalesced to form our close astronomical companion. And the moon is in good view this evening. It's in the west at nightfall, with the brilliant planet Jupiter to its right, or lower right, and the face of Taurus the Bull looks on from below them. Tomorrow, the Naughty Crow. We have more sky-watching tips, the latest astronomy news, and much more on the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
Tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Revolutionizing gospel for the 21st century. Revolutionizing gospel.
Dynasty
for the 21st century.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Now hear this.
New row has arrived.
Dynasty.
Asking for your permission. We are simply taking over.
Imagine holding planet Earth.
place of birth or claim to any land. The only thing between us now is the truth we understand. If planet Earth was in the palm of your hand, 50 years from now, what will they say about us here? Did we care for the water and the fragile atmosphere? There are only two kind of folk and the difference they make. The ones that give and the ones that take. Just like the countless bodies that revolve around the sun.
Yeah. Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast.
Stevie Wonder there telling you about Jesus Children of America. Prior to that, we heard from the 25th studio presentation from the artist known as Prince, telling us to take care of this place we ultimately call our home here on planet Earth. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. We'll be back here on the other side of National Public Radio News. You're listening to 90.1 FM WRTI in Philadelphia.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jael Snyder. Secretary of State John